This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Benghazi hearings are live. We have Hillary's opening statements, Trey Gowdy, Elijah Cummings, and others. After the break, we're also grabbing snippets of some of the juicier parts. Cummings is saying it's all political. Of course it's political. But first, it's important to look above the puppets like Hillary and Barack Obama and John Boehner and Paul Ryan to the actual social engineers and controllers. Here's John Bound's report.
The global elite, our saviors, our masters, our kings, queens, and presidents, drafting a new world order in secret and publicly behaving like the privileged scumbags they truly are. Whether you're a banker, a sheik, or a connected politician.
What difference at this point does it make?
One thing is for sure, the rules don't apply to you. The New York Post reports a Saudi Arabian prince is accused by three female staffers of acting like a bizarre party boy, engaging in a gay sex act in front of them, threatening a woman's life, and declaring, "I'm a prince, and I do what I want." CNN reports a Saudi prince is no longer facing felony assault charges, but could still face a misdemeanor as the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office reviews a woman's complaint that the royal tried to force her to perform a sex act on him. Prince Mohammed Abdulaziz Al Saud, originally arrested on suspicion of sexual assault, false imprisonment, and battery, was released last month on $300,000 bail in connection with the September 23rd incident. The Saudi prince is no longer facing felony assault charges. The case is now being evaluated for possible misdemeanor charges. You may remember back in 2011, French presidential candidate Xu In and former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn was arrested and charged with an alleged sexual assault and attempted rape in a New York City hotel. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was only to be charged later and acquitted of aggravated pimping in France earlier this year.
The 66-year-old admitted taking part in orgies, but denied knowing the women were prostitutes.
Or the Delaware court's decision to spare Robert H. Richards, the wealthy DuPont heir, an 8-year prison sentence because he would not fare well. After being convicted, Richards' 8-year prison sentence for raping his toddler daughter was suspended. The elite live outside of law and are creating a new world order from all directions. In the words of Lord Christopher Monckton, the world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world, warned Lord Monckton. They are coming from all sides, as is completely obvious to anyone with ears or eyes to hear or read. As the Department of Justice, rather than focusing on the numerous Islamic terror cells residing in the United States or the threat crossing our borders, will instead focus on returning veterans, Christians, and gun owners through their newly formed Domestic Terror Council, prosecuting anti-government and hate groups, regardless of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General John Carlin, who oversees national security at the Justice Department, announced the new position, the Domestic Terrorism Council, following a number of violent attacks or plots against the U.S. that he said were motivated by anti-government views, racism, bigotry, and anarchy, and other despicable beliefs. This is how democracy dies. This is how ideas, opinions, and freedom are squashed in the noonday sun. This is how totalitarian criminals with zero real-world experience regarding their fellow human counterparts dismantle a government that has no room for their lunacy and cruelty. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Good job, as usual, John Bound. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Thursday, the 22nd day of October 2015. We've got a jam-packed transmission lined up. Please tell your friends and family to tune in. This is going to be important.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on this live Thursday worldwide broadcast, 22nd day of October, 2015. Of course, the Benghazi hearings with Hillary Clinton, also known as Hitlery, are ongoing right now. In a few minutes, we're going to go to that live feed on C-SPAN for everyone. We've got that patched in and ready, as we do always at the ready with the connection to C-SPAN and other news channels. We can flip right over and cover the latest. But really, it is a bunch of political jousting. We've seen the Clintons and others basically blackmailing Congress for a long time. Elijah Cummings comes out and says that this is political. Well, of course it's political. Just like the IRS went after more than 10,000 Christian organizations, veterans groups, conservative groups, libertarian groups, and others. Second Amendment groups, you name it. Taking away their tax exemption, auditing them, indicting people, arresting people. The difference was that was illegitimate. Everything's political in one way or another. But it was illegitimate, it was illegal, it was targeting innocent people. Hillary was involved in the import-export arm of the State Department giving weapons and other restricted systems to countries that would give money to her foundation. Clinton has been involved in a long train of corruption. Clinton has been involved being caught with secret email accounts to stay outside the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Clinton has been caught on so many fronts that it makes really my head hurt to try to even call it all up into my conscious, focused cerebral cortex. So, yes, it's political. We have John Kerry in the news today, joining a chorus of other totalitarians, saying, bar anyone from high office, including elected office, if you don't believe in global warming, that's now climate change. Well, no, I believe in climate change. I do not believe humans are the main driver of that. All the scientific evidence shows the sun, then the moon, then separate space winds not associated with the sun or the moon. Space winds, and that means the light, the particles, the micro debris, the dark matter dimensional fluctuations, the radioactive wavelengths. There are hundreds and hundreds of measured phenomenon coming in out of space. Before, they thought it was potash from fires that drove condensation and nuclei being formed in clouds. Now they know it's not. That's a very small part of it in most of the big, even NASA studies, less than 10%. Yes, big fires can get into the atmosphere and cause then condensation that comes by to concentrate and then turn into rain. Volcanic activity has been shown to do that. Certainly that's involved. But the main driver is massive amounts of space dust, micrometeorites, coming into the atmosphere, exploding, and then adding to the particuli. But I don't want to go off into a science lesson. You can buy pieces of Mars for only a few thousand dollars. There are Martian meteorites being found every couple of days in different parts of the world, especially Antarctica and the Arctic, because they're right on the surface of the ice drift, right on the top of the permafrost, right on the top of the glaciers. I just find that interesting. Folks should know that some of the folks that don't believe in creationism, which I don't believe in the official version of that, that's another false construct in my research, so is the mainline Darwinian evolution, but a lot of science points towards life being seeded here from Martian meteorites. And the question that Nature magazine posed a few years ago, are we Martians? I'm not saying that. I'm digressing. I don't get into God's long-term plan. I know there is a God that created this planet and created us and made us in his image. But when they sit there and say that humans are the main driver of climate, it is asinine, total bull. But I'm already getting away from the big news, of the day. And that is the Benghazi hearings that are ongoing right now. I'm going to play some of these opening statements, then we'll go to the live feed coming up. And then last night I was downtown already meeting with some Facebook folks, not people that work with Facebook, but folks that are successful on Facebook, dominating it, reaching people, because that's what I want to do is reach more people that are kind of tied into the matrix. And Anthony Gucciardi called me, and he was downtown. And I thought, you know, I'm downtown. Why don't we call Josh Owens? It's like 4:30. He's a hardworking camera guy and some of the other crew. Why don't we invite them down so we can just talk about Google and shoot a report for tomorrow? That's just what we do. It's fun to shoot reports. We shot two different reports, Anthony and I, yesterday on different subjects. And he said, sure, let's do it. So Josh came down with our newest hire, Mr. Zimmerman. And they did a great job. And we're standing in front of Google, and I go, you know, I've talked about how I ought to march into the new Google headquarters in Austin and with cameras and watch them freak out that we have cameras when they're watching us on our computer screens. They're tracking us. They're listening to us. But they're literally watching us with the cameras and listening to us with the microphones. I know I overuse the word literally, but that's not a figure of speech when I say they're watching, meaning they're tracking your cookies and where you go and what you do. They are physically watching you through the camera, physically listening to you, and this is all admitted. You just pull it up. Samsung admits it. We first reported on it about 12 years ago. People couldn't believe it, but now it's mainstream news. And I said, watch this. When we walk in here, they're going to flip out. They're going to call the police. And sure enough, they put their hands on me. They grabbed on me. They called police. We waited about 10 minutes, about 7 minutes, till the bike police showed up. We walk over smiling. And they said, just a moment, Mr. Jones. And they said, okay, what happened? Well, he walked in here with a camera, and we don't want him in here. And they said, okay, but you got the door open, and you're saying it's open to the public. Do you have signs in there saying no filming? And she said, okay, fine. They're welcome to come in. This is the head Google lady who was over the event being put on. They had an event going on every afternoon, basically 7 days a week. And the cops weren't siding with me. They were actually siding with common law. And so the cops told them, you either got to shut these doors and not say it's open to the public, or you've got to hang up signs saying no cameras, or you can't keep him out. And so she said, okay, fine, Mr. Jones, you can come in, but we don't want the cameras on. And I said, no, that's okay. It's your private property now. I just wanted to illustrate what was going on. I'm not against you, lady. And the cop said, hey, we're listeners, Alex. Appreciate the show. Have a good day. And we're going to show you that footage tomorrow because we've got like 30 minutes of it. We're going to edit it down to 8-9 minutes. It'll air at the start of the show tomorrow. And we'll have Anthony in to talk about it with David Knight and others. Shikari Jackson is going to be hosting the fourth hour today, covering a host of issues we'll be telling you about later as well. But I told you that I'm going to get up off my butt, and it's not that I'm lazy, but I'm going to do more. I'm going to, probably next week, unless stuff piles up, in the next few weeks, I'm going to identify open border city council and state legislators that live in Travis County and that have approachable homes, and I'm going to show up with a moving truck with a bunch of boxes, and at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, when they're home, I'm going to have a couple people targeted in a peaceful way, in a legal and lawful way. We've already checked with lawyers. And I'm going to, you know, go to their houses, see who's home at 7. I'll knock on the door, and I'm going to say, I'm a migrant. I'm here to move in, and I'm here to have dinner with you. Can I move my stuff in? When they say no, I'm going to say, but you want America to pay for everything and pay for anchor babies, and you act like it's bad. Why are you racist then? And I'm giving them fair warning. I'm coming. I'm coming to your house, and I'm going to find folks with Hillary signs. They're hard to find, but I'm going to find them, and I'm going to come and say I'm here to move in. And I may even go to San Antonio down there to the mayor, you know, down there to Fidel Castro's house, Castro's, and just say, I'm here. I think I'm going to show up at a Catholic church, too, one of these sanctuary ones where they're bringing in the illegals and getting paid. I'm going to say, I'm here without Democratic Party money or without government funding. You're going to pay for me. And I'm sitting here, and I'm moving in. And bring me food right now. In fact, I got to find a crew member or somebody that's got a pregnant wife. I need a pregnant woman as a prop, because I think I'm going to show up and demand they pay for the baby to be given birth to right there as well. I'm serious. I'm done. I'm done with all these hypocrites. And I think I'm going to go confront the local communist Black Lives Matter group and show us funded by UT and the Ford Foundation. And I'm just, the gloves are off. Okay? The gloves are off. I'm going to be pulling hardcore stunts against the globalist, and I want to encourage everybody else to do it. And we've got investigative journalism going on behind the scenes as well. We got a lot of stuff happening here at the InfoWars operation because the globalists are accelerating their program. We're accelerating ours. By the way, Darren McBreen put together an excellent, very powerful compilation we'll get to after Benghazi coverage in the next segment, dealing with just some of the latest calls for banning and restricting guns. And then you can dovetail that with them denying they're coming for the guns. Because while we're talking about all these other issues and Benghazi and the rest of it and Donald Trump, we're under the TPP. We're under UN treaty on the guns. They don't care if it didn't get ratified. They're coming. For us, the bitter clingers. They want to complete their old score with the American people the dominus. So we are going to be exposing this entire situation coming up. And again, on the issue of migrants, I don't blame these poor people wanting to come here, especially if they get a lot of freebies. But I do blame companies like Walmart and others that tell their employees, we pay you less so you can, you know, qualify for welfare. This is how the system is gaming everything. And I'm not against people that come here legally and get the worker visas and do it. I support that.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to PowerPrepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at PowerPrepper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All the leaves are brown.
Start getting to some of the snippets of the testimony that's been going for a couple hours now in Congress with Hillary Clinton. Her full opening statement is 16 minutes long. We've posted it to Infowars.com. Clinton testimony, ranking Republican claims the Democrats deliberately hindered Benghazi investigation. Well, I mean, of course they did. They've been caught hindering it the whole time. And so is it partially political? The Republicans are going after him? Well, of course. That's how the two parties are supposed to keep each other honest. If one party commits crimes, the other party's supposed to go after him, and vice versa. That's the separation of powers. Let's go to the former prosecutor, Trey Gowdy. Here it is.
This committee is the first committee to review thousands of pages of documents from top State Department personnel.
Look how arrogant she is.
This committee is the first committee to demand access to relevant documents from the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Defense, even the White House. This committee is the first committee to demand access to the emails to and from Ambassador Chris Stevens. How could an investigation possibly be considered serious without reviewing the emails of the person most knowledgeable about Libya? This committee is the first committee, the only committee, to uncover the fact that Secretary Clinton exclusively used personal email on her own personal server for official business and kept the public record, including emails about Benghazi and Libya, in her own custody and control for almost 2 years after she left office.
Now, when you look at her, that is a true mafia person that's ordered a lot of people killed. And she goes on TV and says, yeah, we came to Libya. We came, we saw he died. Ha, ha, ha. I've been in combat and planes getting shot at, you know, on the ground, all lies. I mean, this is a criminal piece of trash. And that particular freeze frame, she looks just kind of sick. Most of it, she's glaring with pure hatred. Let's back it up a second or so. Again, we're a radio/TV show. If you're a radio listener, the free feeds are Infowars.com/show. Radio is great for driving around your car, listening at your office, but if you're off work or whatever, or on your smartphone, you can go watch the free feeds. But I tell you, she is really giving him the laser beam look of IMO. There you go. Oh, look at that. And she just stares like that for minute after minute after minute. I tell you, you got to hand it to Gowdy. I mean, he's going up against the Gorgon. Now we've got Elijah Cummings, an unspeakably horrid gun-grabbing socialist, up there trying to act like it's bizarre that politically people are coming after him when they have been persecuting Americans for their religious and political views in the last 7 years like no other administration in U.S. history, except maybe Abraham Lincoln, who would arrest people for their views as well. That was during the Civil War. So let's go to Cummings. Here he is.
The problem is that the Republican caucus did not like the answers they got from those investigations. So they set up this select committee.
Look at Hillary sickeningly
smiling. No rules, no deadline, and an unlimited budget. And they set them loose, Madam Secretary, because you're running for president. Clearly, it is possible to conduct a serious bipartisan investigation. What is impossible is for any reasonable person to continue denying that Republicans are squandering millions of taxpayer dollars on this abusive effort to derail Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Cummings, of course, said it was ridiculous that Lois Lerner had to step down. It was ridiculous the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, who got caught with a double set of emails, a fake email, a secret email, had to step down. He thinks you should be arrested if you don't believe in global warming. When we come back, we're going to play some of Hillary's testimony, but she hates his guts, too. You know, Joe Biden obviously got threatened not to run. Insiders have gone public saying that he was told the Clinton war machine will destroy you. No kidding. Not that he's an angel, but he's probably good compared to Hillary. I got to tell you, that's my real view on Joe Biden. That's why he's not being put in. He's not as ruthless. He's bad news. Don't get me wrong. But he's more of a good old-fashioned mobster type. He doesn't really have it out for the country like a Hillary or an Obama. And notice what she does to Democrats that run against her. So when we come back, the witch, I mean, she really is a classical villain in her deeds and her actions, but also sometimes you can judge a book by its cover. I mean, sometimes the cover matches what you find inside. Not always, but sometimes you see a dead, rotting horse on the road. It's a dead, rotting horse. And it stinks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their heart, the governing class and its minions of mercenaries are coming to finish off America and seize the great prize. They've already basically wrecked the nation, but they want to drive the final nails into the coffin of the Republic. They want to come after the bitter clingers. And I don't care if you're an old black woman living in Wisconsin or you're a young farmer who's a white guy living in Texas, or whether you're a Hispanic auto parts store owner in Florida. The globalists are applying the same family-destroying, tax-and-spend globalist programs of wealth redistribution designed not to empower the poor, but to swell the numbers of the poor. Since the Great Society, since socialism has been brought to bear in this country, we've gone from
the top 10% having half the wealth to 2% having close to 90%, 87, 88%. You can look up those numbers. They vary Western country to Western country, but that's basically the numbers. And then they howl, more socialism is the answer. More wealth redistribution. You could redistribute all the real wealth in the United States to the welfare class, and in a year or two, they'd be broke. And, you know, there's quite a few documentaries, I've seen several of them, made on the fact that it could be old white people, young white people, old black people, young black people, old Hispanics, young Hispanics. It's people are people. Maybe one out of 100 is what these documentaries and books written on the subject. I found it fascinating. In fact, we ought to get some of those filmmakers on and made some of those documentaries. I forget the names. I've seen them on HBO, seen them on Discovery Channel. You've probably all seen them too, where it follows somebody over 2 years after they win $50 million or $100 million. And the more you win, the worse it is. Your whole family turns against you. You get all these swindlers show up. You end up going bankrupt. And the globalists have come in and siphoned off the wealth, taken it offshore overseas to build up all these big factories and command bases, and now America is getting ready to be hung out to dry, and you've got a get-rich-quick, lottery-obsessed type population who think they're going to basically, you know, get rear-ended somebody and that their ship's going to come in. This morning I was on the elliptical looking at like five different television sets at the gym in front of me, and at one point, three of the five TVs were on commercial, and it was all, I guess, local ads running on different channels, and it was all lawyer ads, about 1.4 million judgment, 2.2 million judgment. You know, we can even give you cash advances when we take your case. You've been rear-ended, got hurt on the job, call us. And it goes on and on and on. Most people can't handle power and success. And especially if you didn't earn it, it will destroy you. And everybody around you will end up thinking it's about who's on the top of the totem pole and not the fact that whoever is at the top of the totem pole took all these people with them to even build the structure to exist. And now the middle class that built this country of every race, color, and creed is being destroyed. Numbers came out yesterday. It's the smallest it's ever been in this country's history, 240 years. Black unemployment is double what it was 7 years ago. But it doesn't matter. Obama and his Justice Department have given people racial vitriol and racial rhetoric and racial identity, not to empower a culture, but to wound it, to hurt it. So the globalists can give the communities their hand, and with the other hand, they stab them politically, socially, culturally in the neck. We're all in the same boat. And I was against Bush because he was corrupt and had bad people around him. And people were like, but the Democrats are worse. It doesn't matter. You have to oppose corruption. But now Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama is the worst thing I've ever seen. Jonathan Turley, often quoted, but many other liberal professors that are constitutional lawyers have said Obama is far worse than Bush. And the last time Turley was on a few years ago, we should try to get him back on, I said, how many times worse? He said about three times worse on average. Maybe 10 times worse on persecuting the press and whistleblowers. He's the worst ever. But you've got this identity politics because he's supposedly part black. I mean, I wish Barack Obama was white because he'd be in jail right now. I mean, I would love to have a Ben Carson over a Hillary Clinton. And I'm not looking at what color he is. Even though he's kind of a police state guy on the vaccines and a few other issues, I think he's genuine and means what he's saying and he can be informed. They don't want somebody like Ben Carson in there. They want somebody that will continue this corruption. And I know you know that. The big $64 billion question is Donald Trump. Is he for real? Because if he is for real, they're going to come after him. And I don't mean just politically. Let's go to Hillary Clinton. Here's her part of her opening statement.
As Secretary of State, I had the honor to lead and the responsibility to support nearly 70,000 diplomats and development experts across the globe. Losing any one of them, as we did in Iraq, Afghanistan, Mexico, Haiti, and Libya, during my tenure was deeply painful for our entire State Department and USAID family, and for me personally. I was the one who asked Chris to go to Libya as our envoy. I was the one who recommended him to be our ambassador to the president. After the attacks, I stood next to President Obama as Marines carried his casket and those of the other three Americans off the plane at Andrews Air Force Base. I took responsibility.
You go to people's funerals, you
killed. And as part of that, before I left office, I launched reforms to better protect our people in the field and help reduce the chance of another tragedy happening in the future.
This is a woman who launched the Arab Spring operation of the State Department, who used the power of the State Department to bypass federal law on the transfer of weapons to terrorist states and dictators. And she didn't just do it to some covert operation approved by the president, which it was, still bypassing Congress. It goes beyond Iran-Contra because they were arming al-Qaeda to not take down some enemy and then remove them. No, to be kept in power and to deindustrialize and ruin countries as a destabilization program, which they now admit it was. Libya is wrecked. They tried to wreck Egypt, the most populous nation in the Middle East, and for 1 year were able to do it. And Egypt freaked out and said, your government tried to ruin us, tried to put jihadis in, blew up all the churches, attacked our military bases. We have removed it. And then they've had trials proving Obama was funding hundreds of millions a month through Kenya and his family to overthrow Egypt and actually conquer it for radical Muslims, and that he was going to be like the king of it and get money from it. I mean, that's bolder than I thought. That's science fiction movie stuff, where a U.S. president's knocking countries over for his family to run it and really hates Christians in the Middle East so much that he has them all slaughtered. I mean, when you look at Hillary and you look at Obama, these people really want to kill Christians. They really are devils, folks. This isn't The Exorcist. This isn't a movie where some evil clown comes in and kills your kids. Okay? This is the government in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in Egypt, murdering every Christian they can get their hands on, airdropping weapons to them, saying, hey, al-Nusra is the non-radical. How dare Putin bomb them? And then it said in Reuters and AP, al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda operation in Syria. I mean, I know they're al-Qaeda. The Pentagon knows they're al-Qaeda. Why do you think all our generals and colonels have gone crazy saying we're not going to be part of this? Because they'll do some corrupt stuff in the name of the greater good. That's how they got corrupted to begin with. But now it's gotten so bad, they've hit that moment where Larry Nichols is there offloading the plane loads, the C-130s of cocaine in black operations at MENA, and kids are getting killed in the neighborhood that see it. And Nichols literally fell down on the ground and started crying, and God hit him, and he totally repented. I mean, what's it take? Trainloads of cocaine, teenage, 12-year-olds getting killed because they saw it. I mean, how far will you go in backing this corrupt system is what I'm asking people in government and corporations. How far? His dad was dying of lung cancer, and he was ashamed, even though his dad didn't know. I know the feeling. He didn't tell me this, so he said he was ashamed. His dad was dying of cancer. What would happen if he found out? Because it was starting to come out in the news. And I guarantee I know what Nichols thought. I bet he thought, I don't want daddy to die, but boy, maybe it's good if he does die before he learns what I'm involved in. He said that. He said he didn't want his dad to find out what he was involved in, and he couldn't think about his daughter, who was 12, 13 years old. Started thinking about what happened if she got on cocaine. But see, People ask me, why do you have somebody like that on when he's done so many evil things and black operations in Latin America and, you know, been basically a hitman for the Clintons is the word. Dixie Mafia. And I love how he said he didn't even know they were basically the heads of the Dixie Mafia in Arkansas until later. That's how compartmentalized this stuff is. But who I really feel sorry for are people that never hit bottom, who never hit their knees, who never repent. People that think it's funny that all this is going on. It's not funny. Nichols had a soul. He could feel it coming back on his family. Don't any of you out there, I'm talking to people that serve this system, you have a soul? You think it's cute, all this evil? Before I go to the live feed and just pop in on what they're doing, I want to go to a piece Darren McBrain put together. And it's a tough job because there's so many of these clips, and how do you put them all in, you know, together in a congruent way? This is just the last month. We played other clips, compilations of world leaders, other leaders, our hijackers calling for taking our guns. But this is what they're currently saying. So with everything else going on, just remember, they're coming for our guns. And Hillary Clinton means a full-out assault for another 4 to 8 years. And I tell you, you think things are bad under Obama? Hold your breath, folks, because it might just be better to not even be around than to have this lady running things. And I mean that as a figure of speech. I personally will fight to the end. I'll never commit suicide. I'll never surrender. But as a nation, it makes you wonder if you should bring more children into the world. Let's go ahead and go to this compilation of the enemy openly announcing their intentions, all out of the other side of their mouth saying, no one's coming after your guns. Here it is.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discover the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
To say, we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not knocking down. If you want us, come and take us.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
powerful piece put together by Darren McBreen. When we come back from break, I'm going to play a clip of the mother of Sean Smith, one of the four Americans killed at the consulate in Benghazi, saying that Hillary's lying. And I tell you, the fact that Joe Biden has dropped out just shows how powerful Hillary Clinton is, or never got in. The fact that he dropped out of the hype that he might run just shows you that Hillary's coming, and she's gotten more money than all presidential candidates combined. That was in mainstream news yesterday. I didn't even know that. I knew she'd gotten the most. I didn't know it was more than everybody. And then her donors are the exact same donors as Jeb Bush. That was also in the news yesterday. And then you've got all these Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all the usual suspects, endorsing Paul Ryan, who's got an F rating from conservative groups. And he's unpopular. We know he's scum, but they just control the leadership, and they just keep forcing and foisting. And you have Democrats vote in the Republican speaker with a bunch of traitors. I mean, it's just, but we're still in the fight. We forced Boehner out. We're going to go after Ryan. We got McCarthy out of there. We're not going to stop. We're going to come back with this clip of this mother's powerful statements.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With all due respect, The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
When you heard that, what went through your mind?
She's lying. She's absolutely lying. She told me something entirely different at the casket ceremony. She said it was the cause of the video, and that she would get back to me and tell me what happened with my son. She has not only not gotten back to me, but all I've ever heard is that I am not to know, because I am not a member of the immediate family. I still want to know. I saw on TV the bloody fingerprints on the walls over there. I asked specifically, are those my son's fingerprints crawling down the wall, the bloody fingerprints? Nobody ever got back to me on that. Are those his fingerprints? Were those his fingerprints? What happened? Somebody's got to tell me.
Boy, I tell you, that just makes me speechless. And of course, we knew within a week, and I don't want to toot my horn. I don't have the staff. I don't have the crew to even go back and show it all to you. Your listeners, your viewers, you saw it. And you can go back to when Benghazi broke. You can go back to Colonel Schaefer on the show and Tosh Plumlee on the broadcast and other whistleblowers. We've known since the first week what happened. We had Steve Pachenik on. And a lot of folks hear Steve Pachenik and they don't trust him because of the positions he's been in. I'm not saying you should trust him. But look at what he's told us over the years. It's turned out to basically be true. And he does do manipulative stuff where he was like, Jeb Bush should run. He's a really great leader. I really like him. When he's saying George W. Bush is involved in 9/11 and should, you know, go on trial for treason. And then it turns out he's been at the Council on Foreign Relations advising them to run Jeb Bush, to set Jeb Bush up so they could then make it about 9/11. I mean, when you're dealing with Pachenik, it is serious psychological warfare. And he's not doing it to this broadcast. He's here saying, America's going to win. We're going to take the country back. We're going to be positive. Our military is going to be patriotic and not go along with this. And it's been happening. I'm not saying Pachenik is even 5% of the whole resistance at that level, but what he's saying is true and is being listened to. And this broadcast is a format for that to happen. And we know what happened at Benghazi. It was an arms transfer. Stevens wouldn't go along with it, giving Al-Qaeda Stinger missiles. So they sent the group over that ran security from Benghazi, that the U.S. had hired, to murder him. There was a three-hour, five-hour, six-hour, seven-hour, finally seven-and-a-half-hour stand-down. And a couple hours into it, CIA, Navy SEALs, because there's Navy SEALs, all that you graduate into the CIA and into commando units after that. There's a bunch of other levels above it, obviously. Two of them go down there, hold them down for about three, 4 hours. They get so mad. The jihadis go crazy. They think they've been set up in a trap. This was the State Department taking out the witnesses to their criminal activity. And now we know. I mean, we said years ago when it happened, it was going to be sent to Syria, and it was a setup for that. And now it's been confirmed. All right, we're about to go to break. If you believe in this hardcore information, if you want to counter the globalists, we need you to spread the word about the broadcast, about our local affiliates, about the free news feeds, the video feeds, and to reach others on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. And you're doing it, and it's having an effect. Keep it up. And we need you to buy the products. We brought you some of the best water filters, some of the best durable foods, some of the best nutraceuticals. Super Males back in stock. Do yourself a favor and the Truth Movement a favor. Buy a bottle of Super Male, Super Female. Buy a bottle of X2 and see what results you get. If you don't get great results, hey, you funded the Liberty Movement. But you probably are going to get really good results. Almost everybody else does. And then you're going to be buying a product that helps you and helping fund this op. It's a win-win. Fuel us. Energize me. I will take the enemy on. Empower me. I need the funding. I will attack.